The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you're a longtime listener to The 90-Second Naturalist, you know we often do a spoof on April Fools. However, this is an actual letter I recently received. Dear Mr. Maynard, my husband Jim is a heavy sleeper, but since his retirement 5 years ago, I began to notice a pattern that really irritates me. When the intro music comes on for the 90-Second Naturalist, it takes about 4 to 5 seconds for his sleep pattern to change. He will toss and turn a bit and then start a deep snort that lasts about 20 seconds. Just enough time to blot out a lot of the 90-second time span, and I miss hearing most of the show. As it's one of his favorite parts of WGUC programming, we make sure to pick it up in the evening at 6 o'clock. The musical intro is close to the whistle his mother used to call him as a kid, so I surmise it's a small alarm clock to his comatose brain. When our children visit from San Francisco, if they're up, they gather around our bed to watch and see the entertainment that Grandpa provides. He's a good sport about it, but certainly hits my irk button as I enjoy the programming without the snorting censorship.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.